How many other banks have you hit, George?
None.
What about down in San Diego, George?
In 1980, a devastating bank robbery shocked Southern California.
He got killed at the scene.
Billy, unfortunately.
He was the driver of the van.
And one of my best friends, yes.
Well,
and that officer. Though.
Officer hit, clear the air.
Wanted to die, so I went through with it.
It was carried out by masked men determined to outlive the apocalypse.
A cold war.
Enemy aircraft over.
Jesus is coming back. Repent and turn to the Lord and save yourselves from this evil generation.
Sunspots and solar flares.
But the robbery would quickly spin out of control.
350, the suspect vehicle is a green van with weapons.
We jumped in our cars and we hear terrifying radio broadcasts. That's when I saw him and that's when I heard the gunfire.
The gunfire just went and went and went.
And it's so intense and so heavy. It's an avalanche.
The Norco bank robbery happened at a time of economic depression and global anxiety, a time not all that different from today. It's a story about people preparing for the collapse of society.
Even to this day, there's still a part of him that feels like he's going to still get to be the one to rescue and save me and save our family.
It's nothing we normally like to think about when what we know to be our world goes dark. But for some, it's a thought that rarely leaves their mind.
About the militarization of law enforcement.
When they talk about the arming of police in America, it starts here. It starts with the narco bank robbery. Why did people start carrying AR-15s in their car?
And about the very nature of policing.
We actually make a joke that they bleed blue.
Do you think that's healthy?
No.
If I'd have had an M16, I would have killed every one of those men out there that day.
Do you think that would have been justice being served?
The odds have to be in our favor.
I'm Antonia Cereijido, and this is Norco 80, a new podcast from Elias Studios and Futuro Studios about God, guns, survivalism, and the bank robbery that would change policing forever.
I just went berserk. I'm shocked, too. I didn't know what I was doing.